know, one of the things I want to ask you, Paula G, you've been talking with so many people for a number of years now.
Yes.
And as I mentioned from the very beginning, you've really been able to glean quite a bit.
Yes.
Through those conversations. I'm curious. Have you picked up on any recurring things as you've listened to the people share their journeys with you?
I have. And the reoccurring theme that I have picked up on is the fight, the perseverance, the will to keep going, even when they failed. Some of the people that I have interviewed have previously been incarcerated in a previous life, have been gang members in a previous life, have been ladies of the night in a previous life, have had all of these different previous lives that do not define who they are today. And the one constant theme that I have seen, and by the very fact of the individuals, their presence indicates it, and that's perseverance. And that's the fight. No matter what it is, whatever is thrown at you, I always say this because I work with at-risk students as well. As long as you are blinking and breathing, you fight. You get up and you fight. You don't, and I'm not necessarily talking about physically, although sometimes it might call for that. but you know, in life, we are all going to have obstacles. Yes. You know, God never said it was going to be easy. If you can find it in the Bible, you can find it in the Bible. I can't find it.
I can't find it either.
He never said it would be easy. He just said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So even if he is the only one standing in your corner, and sometimes he is the only one standing in your corner, you owe it to him that much to keep moving forward, to keep fighting. You are not alone. Whatever your journey is, you may think, I'm the only one that's dealing with this, because you haven't, you know, voiced it to anyone else, or you're afraid to voice it to someone else. And sometimes it's not a good idea to voice it, because you never know who you can trust, you know. But the thing is to constantly, when you wake up every single morning, when God wakes you up every single morning, I wake up every morning and just thank him for yet another opportunity, yet another day. I am not a perfect woman. God knows I make mistakes. I confess. I make mistakes. And to anyone that I've made a mistake to, or anyone I've hurt, upset, I just ask for forgiveness. Yeah. And I apologize for whatever it may be, because I am not a perfect woman. But every day I do wake up and I strive to do better than I did the day before. And that is one thing that I have learned. And another thing I've learned in this journey with the guests that I've interviewed, perseverance, and then also forgiveness, and true forgiveness.
Of self and others?
Of self and of others. Yeah, yeah. That's the only way that we're going to be free, you know? Forgiveness is so powerful, and it was a topic that we had on our show a couple weeks ago, the Christian Party Line with Shea Samuels. It was a conversation that we had that night, and each of us, round robin, we went around, and we asked whomever it was that we offended, whomever it was that we upset, whoever it was we hurt. Whether we knew her or not is really irrelevant, because if the person feels hurt, that's what's important.
Yes.
You know, whether you realize it or not, whether you think you did it or not, all of that is irrelevant. If you're hurt, regardless of how I may feel about the bottom line is you're hurt. So I'm going to ask for your forgiveness, because you're hurt. You know, so forgiveness is huge. So we were talking that evening, and we were talking about the power of forgiveness, and the power and the courage to say to others, I'm sorry for whatever it is I may have done that may have upset you or may have hurt your spirit, and ask for forgiveness. Whether or not that person chooses to do so is not your journey, but the fact that you submit yourself and humbly submit yourself to the person, and at least let them know.
Yeah.
And it is laid upon their heart as to whether or not they're going to, you know, forgive. But
and
yes,
as long as you've done your part by asking the forgiveness, sincerely apologizing,
yes,
you've released yourself. That's one less bag to carry around.
Maybe jump up and down again.
There you go.
Yes.
And you know, and something that is so amazing to me, sometimes it is so much harder for people to forgive themselves than to forgive other people.
Yes.
And it seems like, Paula G, sometimes part of the issue is people think that trying to excuse what they've done is the same as forgiving themselves. for what they've done, and they're not the same.
You got to hold that, I've done it. You got to hold that mirror up. You know, okay, Paula, this is what you did, didn't do, what have you.
Yeah.
Got to hold that mirror up and face yourself. Yeah. You know, face yourself and forgive yourself for whatever it is, as well as forgiving others, you know.
Because one thing about it, as long as we're excusing what we've done, it's really going to be impossible to truly forgive ourselves.
As long as we're excusing what we've done, that suitcase with that baggage gets heavier and heavier, and you're carrying that around, and whether even though it may be invisible, people can see it.
Yes.
Because it shows itself.
Yes.
Oh, it shows itself in different. Oh, it shows itself.
And we feel it at some point.
Yes.
Well, Paula, just before you share with us a final word of inspiration, could you tell us more about the programming, when and where we can hear you?
Okay. Again, my show on Survivor Radio Network, The Paula G Show, on Wednesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. There are two ways to listen live. You can log on to www.thepaulagshow.com or dial 917-932-1078. That show is also rebroadcast on the LMB Network out of New York on Friday mornings at 11 o'clock in the morning. And also, my greatest project right now, my company, The Paula G Unlimited, is partnering with Positive Power 21 Media, Christian Media. Like I said, it's a triple threat, TV, radio, and media. Host a show on Friday evenings, 11:30 p.m. with Jerry Royce Live and Paula G, followed by The Christian Party Line, which we also flip over to The Christian Party Line with Shay Samuels. She's the host, Chanel Lynn Malloy, Patrice Jackson, and yours truly. We host that show as well. And then also my TV show on Positive Power 21 Music Vision Television, The Paula G Show. We are in the process of taking that show. It's now internet-based. We're in the process of taking that show to the cable network. We are in the north. We are in the south. We are in the Midwest. We're looking at 50 million viewers and listeners and cable, and God has just been wonderful. We are also doing an artist showcase, live shows, an artist showcase. So independent artists who are interested in you know,
the
promoting.
Program that's, you're on the web now, taking the cable, and so can we watch that online right now?
Yes, yes. You can go to, www.positivepower21.org. Also, YouTube channel, Music Vision Television as well. And you can see the programming. We've got programming Monday nights with Ree, Dr. Trinnell. We've got Pastor Paul. Shouts out Pastor Paul Kelly. Pastor Paul Kelly is International Bible Study on Tuesday. Powerful, powerful show on Saturday mornings, Next Man Up, which is hosted by Pastor Kelly as well. And then we're also, in regard to our partnership and what we're doing with the artists and the showcase, looking for advertisers and sponsors as well for that. So if anyone's interested, they can reach out. My email is paula@paulagvoice.com. That's paula@paulagvoice.com. And also, if they're interested in following me, my group page on social media is Paula G Voice on Facebook or The Paula G Show. And then I also have a website, which is www.paulagvoice.com.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you have opportunities, options there. So make sure you connect with Paula G. Paula G, our final minute, final word of inspiration.
Oh, gosh. George Eliot has a quote, and the quote is, "It's never too late to be what you might have been." Whatever it is that you've been holding on to, whatever that fire is that has been shut up in your bones, it is never too late to be what you might have been. I am a witness. I am a witness. The Paula G of today is not the Paula of who she was yesterday, because she took that phrase, "It's never too late to be what you might have been," and she is now what she might have been. She's walking in her might have been, and that's radio and TV. And I encourage everyone within the sound of my voice to begin to walk into your what might have been. Begin to be able to answer the I am. Begin to change that conversation in between your ears, and to begin to rob the cemetery of the riches.
Rob the cemetery of the riches,
yes.
Everybody. We appreciate you. Thanks so much, Paula
Thank
G.
Thank you for the invitation. Thank you.
All
I'm
right,
so humble. Thank you.
Remember that.